Yes, that's good. Yeah, so hi. I can first introduce myself. My name is Jenna Pick. I work for Soitu Housing here in Jyväskylä, and I work as a community manager. And then we also have my colleague from KOAS here with us.
Yes, hello. I'm Joonas Ahtikallio, tenant manager from KOAS Student Housing Union of Central Finland.
Yes. Okay, now it doesn't want to change. Let's see. No.
Yes, I'll start with. So the KOAS office can be found in the city center, Kauppakatu 11. And our opening hours are from Monday to Friday from 12 to 3 o'clock. And our services are also available online 24/7.
It was also the quick picture of the web page. And here is the address to Soitu Housing Service Point, which is open nowadays on Mondays. Actually, sorry, this one has wrong information, even though I checked it earlier today. Our office is open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 15, and then on Fridays it's from 8 to 12. But also on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can visit the office if you make an appointment earlier, if you have something urgent that you need to visit. But usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Rentokas info desk is open, where you can get some loan items and so on. But otherwise, all the key management and housing related questions should be addressed to housing service points. And here is also all the links to our web page, and also to the sort of main email that you can, if you have any questions related to the housing, you can send them to this address here. And here's also the web page, how it looks like, so you can find all the needed information from there. But then, should I start with the tenancy agreement and the rent, which is also the main responsibility that you as tenants have? I don't know if this is still correct with KOAS, but for Soitu Housing, you need to visit the office to sign the lease, the tenancy agreement. But that one, if you have, for example, some sort of quarantine or things like this, that you need to, there is no need to hurry with the tenancy agreement, but just so you do it, let's say, within the first month you are staying here in Finland and here in Jyväskylä. But how is it with KOAS, Jonas?
Yes, most of the agreements are signed online, so you don't need to commit. Basically, you don't need to come to sign to the office. If you are a degree student, then it might be a different case, but we send them information for that. But otherwise, it's done online.
Yeah, that's how I also remember that you had that kind of situation. Also about the leases, there is some sort of notification about that some of you might have this lease without the ending day. If you're staying here for a longer time, then you need to remember to give a written notice of moving one calendar month before your departure. But I think most of you have this kind of a fixed term tenancy agreement, so then you don't need to think about the written notice. But just remember that if you have that sort of tenancy agreement or lease contract, that there is no ending day, you don't know when you will be leaving, then you need to remember to give this written notice. And at least us in our webpage, you can find this kind of online form that you can fill in. And then, of course, the rent should be always paid once a month. Of course, you can pay it ahead as well if you want to pay for several months. That is also okay. But just to remember to use this TransferMate. We don't accept cash anymore, not in Soitu, and I think KOAS doesn't have it either.
Yeah, Yeah, we don't have cash payment, so the rent transfer made or with the reference number and the payer's info. So same thing.
Exactly. But for this, you can also find much more information if you just go to our web pages, and I think you can search for Transfermate and you will find the information how to do it. And at least I know that for you, we have different Transfermate for the membership payments and then for the rent. So also be mindful with those. And of course, when you're moving in, remember to do this kind of apartment check, and you will be receiving this kind of a list to your email that you can just check if there's any faults or anything you need to report about the apartment. There's some issues that are not like you have, so that you make sure that you will not be charged for the issues and problems that you might notice in your apartment. So these are the first things to remember.
Yes, and about the internet in Goa's buildings. So we have a network connection provided by Telia company. And I guess with most of you, the routers are already installed in the flats. So basically you don't need to do anything, just connect to the router and you have a Wi-Fi connection there. If you live in studio or a family flat, then you need to register to Telia. But you also will have this information in paper, but most of you should have it already. And basically you need a router if you live in shared apartment, there's already a router which you can use as a Wi-Fi. But if you need multiple devices, then you can use a router. And in case there is some network problems, the best way to do and fix them is to fill in a repair note on our website. So that's the fastest way. Usually the lines should be always, the internet lines are on and it should work, but sometimes there are some problems with the socket or something. So that way the service will get the information fastest. So the online form is best for that.
Yes, and with Soihtu we have a little bit different system, but also we have some changes here nowadays, which you might have been getting a different kind of information if you have been getting some information from your tutors earlier. There has been some changes to the Wi-Fi, for example. We have the internet from the university, and usually it has been so that the tenants should have their own router if they want to have a Wi-Fi in the apartment. At the moment, there has been some installations to most of the furnished apartments. So if you're living in a furnished apartment, then you should have already the Wi-Fi installed. But if it's not, it will be installed during end of August, beginning of September. To the information that I got from the IT help desk just a couple of minutes ago, they said that it should be now in every furnace. But if there's any issues, you can contact. We have also this it.soitu.fi page where you can find more information, but also you can always contact us or the IT help desk if there's any issues. So this is sort of like old information here that is stated, that if you need a Wi-Fi, get yourself a router, because in most of the apartments there should be. Of course, if you are living in not furnished apartment, then there is no internet and you should get the router yourself. We have some routers in Rentokas Infodesk for rent, but not for everyone. So I think at the moment they are already gone, most of them. There might be a couple of them left, but yeah, they are not that expensive. They cost like 20 euros. If you go to, for example, Multitronic, you can buy it. But like I said, in furnished apartments, it should be already ready there. And afterwards, I can also give you information about the passwords and so on. If there's any need for those, we can check all the questions in the end of our presentation. And yeah. It's of course good to know that if there's any misuse of the internet and so on, then it will lead to the that the internet will be cut out. So that's just good to know. But this is a good web page to write down and check if there's any need for that kind of questions with the internet.
Yes, and if you have any issues with the apartment, in Kaas we have the online services at kaas.fi. There is a repair note, so you can fill in a form if you have like anything. But if it's an urgent problem, you need help like right away, then you should contact to the service company. And there is always a phone number to the service company in the hallways and also in the web. The website. And about the smoke alarms, I think it's the same with Soi, that yes. So in each apartment there is a smoke alarm, but you should check it. They usually work really, really well for years, but sometimes the batteries run out. So there is a button which you can press and just check that it works, and you can find batteries in any stores. Yeah, and if there is pests, then you should actually, you can also fill in a repair note for that. So that's the best way to do it. And when you move in, then just remember to fill in the apartment card. So the serviceman will check the apartment when the old tenant moves out, but it's also the new tenant's responsibility to check everything. And if there is anything that needs to be fixed, then just fill in the repair note. I think these are pretty much the same in Soi.
Yes, it is basically the smoke alarms in some furnished apartments. The maintenance is also changing the batteries, but usually it is tenant's responsibility. So it's good to know, but it happens quite rarely. And also, yeah, for us, it's the same that if there is any pests in the apartment, you should always fill in the maintenance request, or it is also called damage report. But maintenance request, you can find it with that name from the webpage. There is like this online form to fill in. Yes, then there's a couple of words about recycling. We are here in Finland quite passionate about this thing. And of course, we want to remind you also that kindly check the locations for the waste recycling containers, the nearest ones that you have in your apartment. Usually there is always a separate container for paper, glass, metal, organic waste, carton and paper. Paper was also already mentioned, but also plastic and mixed waste is actually missing from the list. But there is like basically everything you can recycle here. So it would be nice if you could and pay attention to that. And then there is some like electronic devices and so on. Those ones you usually cannot recycle in your own household's waste containers. But usually there is a place, for example, the nearest markets usually have some sort of waste collection points to batteries and textiles or electric appliances. Actually, here in the student village, we have also separate container for the electric appliances, but that is quite rare. It's not everywhere. So, but you can find, at least we have this kind of map where you can find all the waste collection points that we have in the village, student village. So that one is good to check. And of course, you have your tutors who might be helpful with giving you a hand. But just as a reminder, please don't leave the trash to the corridors outside. Your neighbors will not like it. And also it is, of course, a safety issue, and it might bring the pests to the apartments if there is a lot of trash in the apartments or in the corridors. So it's good to remember this one as well.
Yes, and about the laundry and sauna, So in CoaS, you will have the login information for CoaS booking system. It's a different web page where you can book all the laundry rooms and sauna turns. So we have common sauna turns, which are included to the rent. But if you want to book your own turn, then you can do it through CoaS booking. And also, if you have a car and need a parking place. So basically, you can see all the common sauna turns in CoaS booking. And also, I would like to remind, it's good to check the CoaS booking anyways, because there is also all the common spaces in your apartment. Like there, it depends on the location where you live. You might have small gym or study space or common room. And also we just started, we have a shared bike and shared car in near our office. You can book them also or get the information through CoaS booking.
Yeah, with Soitu we have basically the same sort of booking system. It's this varaus.soitu.fi that you can find it from, and there you can do all these bookings for laundry rooms and sauna turns if you want to have your private sauna turn, and also the parking. We have some common rooms in Rentukka, that those ones you can also, most of them you can make the booking here. If it's something that costs extra, like we have this party venue, Lillukka and rental sauna, then those ones should be reserved in a different booking system. But this is for all the sort of common rooms that are included to your rent. And also we have some common sauna turns that you don't have to book. We have basically almost every day in a week. Actually is every day in a week, at least one sauna. Heated. Yes, that's basically, I was thinking, I was saying about the, we have also this kind of joint car, but that one you cannot find from this booking system. They have their own. It's this kind of company called Heimo. They have their own app, but you can also, you might notice a car when you arrive to the village. So if you need a car for some road trips or so on, you can find one from the village as well. Yeah, I can say a couple of words about this safer community. This is just some things to remember. All the buildings are smoke-free, so no smoking allowed in the buildings. That includes the apartments, balconies, and the corridors. So always find the nearest smoking area outside your apartment building. At least in the student village, we are now trying to mark them so you could easily find them. But please do not smoke just next to the doors, because it will go inside the smell of the cigarettes. So this is something that we get complaints a lot. And of course, it's not nice if your apartment's smells like cigarettes if you don't even smoke yourself. And then the silence hours, they are usually from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So it would be nice if you could follow the silence hours and respect your neighbors and not to listen that loud music during the nighttime. And this is already something I mentioned, that the trash bags on the corridors are a threat to the fire safety and also the hygiene. So kindly find the nearest garbage point from your own housing location. And of course, if you're living in a shared apartment, it's good to make some sort of rules for the cleaning. So everyone in the shared apartment is responsible for the cleaning, and it would be a good idea to schedule the cleaning with the flatmates, and for example, to remember that when you're moving out, always when someone is moving out, the apartment's common areas will be inspected. So if it's not cleaned when somebody's moving out, even though one stays, it might be that then it will be charged from everyone. So it is good to remember that always when someone is moving out and the apartment inspection is done, then it should be clean and tidy. And of course, it's good to make it a habit that you clean like once a week together, the common rooms and common areas. And then home insurance is good to have. For example, if you have some sort of like more valuable items, or for example, a bicycle or something like this, home insurance is important. And at least in Soihtu, if you are a member of the student union, then you already have it. But if you are not a member of the student union, or if you're living with KOAS, then it would be good to have a separate insurance. Of course, you can always check your travel insurance. Maybe that one will also do the same thing. But it's good to keep in mind and check how it is with your own insurance company. And then now when it's autumn time and we already have received a couple of questions about the air condition in the apartment buildings. And now it is so that since it's August and the temperature went down quite fast, so in the apartment buildings, it might feel a little bit cold or that the AC would be on all the time, but the thermostats in the apartment buildings and the radiators are always set on the same level. And usually especially now during the autumn, when the weather is changing quite rapidly, then it might be that it feels cold and for a while, but then it will be even later on. Just to remember that please do not warm the apartment with the oven open or don't cover the windows or the radiators. It's just if it's below this 21 Celsius degrees, then of course there is some sort of issue might be with the radiators, and then it's a good idea to contact the maintenance service, of course. But it might feel cold, but it isn't. It's just during the autumn time when it's a little bit, let's say, more moist and so on. So it feels like there's AC on all the time. But yeah, it might be a good idea to dress yourself like an onion during the winter months.
Yes, I could say a couple of words about COVID-19. So I guess everybody has already gotten quite a lot of information about this, but also that Jyväskylä at the moment, I think it's spreading space. So just remember to keep safe distance and good hand hygiene. And also about I think we still have in Jyväskylä, can you remember the limit for group?
At the moment it is until 9th of September, that maximum 10 people indoors and maximum 50 people outdoors. Of course, there might be some events for more than 50 people, but those need always this kind of safety instructions.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
No, I was just mentioning that we will be sending you sending, I think Agnes or someone will be sending you this same DS, but there is like a direct link to this kind of webpage from THL, which is like Finnish Health and Welfare Institute, and they have made this good instructions for those one who are living in shared apartments, and how to figure out if there is some sort of issues in shared apartments with your roommate and somebody gets ill.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just a couple of words about communal activities. Let's hope we would be able to at least have some sort of events during this autumn and during the whole academic year. Now it is, of course, a little bit more quiet than it used to be, but we have some small events and clubs and info sessions always for the tenants if you're interested. And of course, if the situation needs, then for example, we have this kind of tenant meetings. They will be held online. So we are trying to keep up the communal activities. And then there is links to both of our communities and tenant committees that we have. At the moment, we don't have a tenant committee here in the student village at all, but we started this kind of village team that we would try to keep up. And actually, there is already quite many tenants over there. So we are trying to keep up the community and try to figure out something safe for us to have some meetings and events during this autumn. And then we have the separate webpage for Rentukka and Rentukka's clubs and facilities and events. So you might be willing to check that one as well. How is it with you, Koas?
Yes, it's about the same situation. So we have some communities running, but at the moment it's really hard to arrange anything. But follow up, we will send more information also, because we will have like online meetings and try to organize something. So if you are interested in that type of activity, then just follow up. But we will send more information when we have it.
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky, of course, now at the moment. But we are trying to have this tomorrow starts. We have a couple of times, like a few Wednesdays from tomorrow onwards, this kind of village tours that we will be walking around the village and explaining a little bit about the history and the common rooms. So that might be helpful for you if you're already here. Then the next one will be 1st of September and then 8th of September. If everything goes well and the situation doesn't get any worse than this, then of course we have been following the safety instructions and so on. So it will be able to organize those. And on Friday, we have this small yard party or Kortepohja Festival here in the student village, but it is also outdoors event. So we got a permission to have a small event at least, but nothing much, unfortunately, at the moment. Yes, then I can see that you actually might have some questions already in the chat. But here is also, of course, you can take these emails and write them down. We have separate, for example, for housing services. And then if you have any questions about the rent, we have this separate email here. And then, as we mentioned, the fault reports or the damage reports can be done online for the maintenance if you have any issues with the apartment or if you notice any faults in your apartment. But let's see, what questions do we have?
Lots of questions.
Yes.
A lot of questions, actually. So wait a second, I'm scrolling back up. First of all, are students allowed to have candles in the studio apartment at Soihtu? But I guess same could be asked about Koas as well. Do the smoke alarm go off easily, or can they burn candles?
At least in Soihtu, to my knowledge, it is you can have like the small kind of candles. They will not. We have pretty, let's say, how can I say, sort of tender alarm system, or they might come off easily if you are not, for example, if you are cooking and you will not put them. Now I have lost all the English words. You know, when you're cooking, there is this kind of ventilation system, and if you don't put that one on, then it might be that in the so-called tower buildings, which normally I think most of you will not even be living, so then it's not a problem. But yeah, you can use candles. They are not that bad, I guess. It will not turn the alarms on, at least in Soitus apartments.
Yeah, the same in Goa's apartment. So it's not, it shouldn't turn off that easy. But just remember normal care and burning a candle. But also, if the smoke alarm goes off, then just open the windows or just put some fresh air. It should go. Stop the alarm.
Very good, thank you. And then the next one is for Soihtu. All parking lots in Soihtu varauspalvelu are reserved and the queues are very long. How likely is it that some people have moved out but not cancelled their parking? Are these cancelled automatically if a person moves out from Soihtu?
Yes, they are cancelled. So yeah, it is an issue, of course, here, since there it's such a small area and there's so many apartments for almost 2,000 people, so we cannot have that many parking lots. So it is unfortunate, but we don't have parking spaces for everyone. But they will slowly, always the housing office will be contacting the ones who are first on the line. But I think it's usually a couple of months or something that you need to wait for the parking lots.
Very good, thank you. Then there's a question, I'm afraid it might be a bit vague. What is the username and the password for the booking system? I don't know what booking system and to which housing location is the question addressed, but maybe.
Yeah, at least if you're living, for example, with Soihtu, you will be, and I think it's with the COAS, it's the same because we have the same kind of system that when you're moving in, or is it when you have signed the lease contract, you will be getting the username and the password to your email. But if you cannot find it from the junk mail or anywhere, then you can contact the housing service point and they will be able to give you the username and password.
Yes, and it's the same with COAS. You should have it in your email, but if in some cases you don't have it, then just contact the housing office.
Yeah.
Good, thank you. Then the next one, I don't have access to my Soihtu tenants page yet. I can't use the strong identification since I don't have a Finnish bank account. Will I get it when I sign the lease or should I contact Soihtu?
Yeah, when you're signing the lease contract and if you don't have like this kind of Finnish ID, then it might be a little bit tricky, but our housing service point, if you're visiting our housing service point, our secretaries can fix it for you so that you will be able to use the tenant page as well. So it will be fixed when you visit the office and sign the contract.
Very good. Can you give more information about the use of the sauna in Amanandi and N building? N. Soihtu apartment.
Building N. If I remember correctly, I think in building N, it's was it on Fridays or Saturdays and Wednesdays? Yeah. I cannot remember them quite, but if you go to our webpage and you just write to this search that sauna, common sauna terms, you will find a sort of picture from all the common sauna terms and when each sauna is heated. And also they should be on the doors of the saunas in each building. I think it was Wednesdays and Saturdays, but I'm not 100% sure.
Next one, concerning the internet connection, and this one goes to Soihtu as well. My roommate and I tried to fill in the password for the Wi-Fi stay, as you have suggested. The password is correct, but the internet does not work. It keeps saying connecting. Do you know if we can solve this problem somehow? Thanks in advance.
Yeah, well, this sounds like IT help desk issue. And then I would suggest you to contact the IT help desk. The information is not here, but it was this it.soihtu.fi. They have this webpage where you can search for the most common questions. But then also they have email address it@soihtu.fi. So you can ask from there if they know what the issue might be. Like I said, they have been installing them now during last week and this week, I guess. and might continue also during next week if there's any issues. So it's quite a new thing, so it might be that there is some issues in the beginning.
Very good. Then are there any free parking places where you can park for a few days for moving in Kortepohja or close to Kortepohja?
Yeah, there are some like this that you need to have like this parking clock, or but we don't have any available for several months or days. So you need to we have some information, for example, on our webpage where you might be finding the nearest parking lots, which are for example 4 hours at a time, 12 hours at a time, some of them are 24 hours at a time. But unfortunately, Kortepohja is that kind of place that they have been building it that tight that there is not that many parking lots at the moment, unfortunately.
Yes. Then the next question was how one can join the student union, and is it possible? Maybe I can take this. For exchange students, it's voluntary and it is still possible. For degree students, it was compulsory, and if you haven't done it yet, then you should definitely do it, but you will need to do then pay a fine on top of that. So yes, it's still possible, and your tutor will be able to help you, to advise you with the details. Then where can we search for the nearest garbage collection point? In general, no housing location mentioned.
In Soihtu, we have a picture of them on or like map of the waste collection points. We have this web page, or on our web page, there is this kind of page called housing instructions. And if you go there, and basically, if you have any questions related to the housing, you should find an answer for your question from the housing instructions. So there, but you can just write it to the search on our email, and you can find this map of all the waste collection points.
Yes, and in course we have also in the area map, we have like the local trash bins and information about that. But you can also find more information on our website, and I think in Ringi website, I could add it to the chat. There is a good list where you can also find more place.
Yeah, I can also actually stop sharing and I can link to you the housing instructions. No.
Yeah. And there's a question related to it, kind of how do you dispose of furniture, old furniture?
Yeah, with Soihtu, we have a place where you can drop them off when you're moving out. It is also, you can find it from the map of the waste collection points, but this is something special. Usually you have to pay for getting rid of them. And that is sort of an issue when there's a lot of people moving, especially during May and in the end of the year in December, we have a lot of furniture lying around the buildings, and it is of course a fire safety issue. So we have this kind of system for the furnitures.
Yes, and also in course we don't have that type of system, but we try to. We'll have it like end of semester. We will have some recycling places where you can bring stuff that you can't recycle, but most of the time and other times around, you need to pay for that to be taken away.
Then will the radiator work automatically when the room temperature is lower than 21 degrees Celsius?
About the heaters, and if it will turn on automatically after 21 Celsius. Was it correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So in GOAS, basically, yes. But I think the house automation system, it adjusts for the temperature, so it might take a while. But if you should measure the room temperature, and if it's below 21, then you can fill in a repair note, and then GOAS will come and check it. And you can get a thermometer from GOAS office.
Yeah, we have the same, that it is automatic. The system is automatic in every building. And like I mentioned earlier, these couple of days might be the most critical ones, since the temperature went down quite fast now. But it should be normal in a couple of days or so. But it feels cold in the beginning, of course. And especially if you have been moving from some much warmer country than it is. I feel you. I also think it's cold at the moment.
Then again, a question related to routers. I try to install router, but when I want to fill the registration form, it always says that Cortex registration page is only accessible to computers in the university network. So how should I register in order to get internet access? It's for Soitu.
It was Soitu. Ah, okay, yeah. Because I heard something about COAS, so I was wondering. It should open, as far as I know, when you open your computer and you plug in the cables, then it should open the registration form. But if it doesn't, then I'd suggest you to either visit our housing service point or, for example, use Rentokas Wi-Fi to check it from the IT, or get your, so that you will be able to take contact, because unfortunately me or my colleagues here in Housing Service Point, we are not IT nerds. We are not that, we don't know that much about the internet and how, if there's any issues, but we have this IT help desk who will be helping you. So if you just contact them, but if you don't have internet and you cannot contact them via this web page or their email, then you can, for example, visit our office and we will be able to help you.
Then a very good question about home insurance. Is there any advice for choosing a good home insurance for GOAS apartments? And I think there is another related question. I think someone was saying, yes, I was under the impression that home insurance is included in the rent. Do I still need a separate home insurance?
Yes. So in GOAS, we don't have like home insurance. I think the best option is to check your traveling insurance. I think that usually covers a lot of what it should cover. Basically, we have like normal housing insurance. So if there is something happening, we have the, it's hard to say. I think like most of the time you don't need it, like, or it's hard to get a short time Finnish housing insurance. So we have covered the houses with insurance, but not the tenants stuff and all that. So that goes to the traveling insurance or something. So the best place to check it would be your own insurance, that will it cover and how much. And if you need more information and want to check, our office can help you. I can try to get more information about it. But I think usually it goes with the traveling insurance.
And then there is a pet question for both GOAS and Soihtu separately. So what are your policies on having pets?
Yeah, we have some apartment buildings, I think in Vehkakuja only one, that you are not allowed to have pets, but otherwise you can have a pet in your apartment. Of course, it is tricky one if you're living in a shared apartment and your friend or the roommate is allergic, then it's something you should. I think in shared apartments, it's not a good idea, but otherwise we don't have any restrictions for that.
Yes, in COAS, you can have it in studio apartment and in family apartments, but not in shared apartments.
I'm afraid we are running out of time. We are 1 minute over. There are some questions that left unanswered, but I encourage you guys to send an email to the housing agency where you live. And if I may, I could just answer to one question which was not related to housing, but it was about banking. If we have any kind of agreements with the banks, because it's difficult to get appointments. The short answer, unfortunately, we don't have any agreements. We are in contact with banks and we try to collect information about their services for international students and the rates and all those kind of things. So you can ask about these from your tutors. This information was very shared for your tutors. In general, if you are a degree student, you are quite likely to be able to get an account in Finland because you are here for a longer time. If you're an exchange student and you are from outside of the EU zone or European Union and the Eurozone, then again, it is quite likely that you can get an account. But then banks are a bit reluctant to open a bank account if you are from an EU country and you are an exchange student and staying here for a short time and your country uses the euros as well. So it might be done in that case a bit different. But if you would like to have a bank account, definitely ask from your tutors for more information about your options. And yeah, I do recommend that you make an appointment as soon as possible because it is you need to wait a bit long. Banks are having less and less service desks where you can open bank accounts and face-to-face interaction. So that really shows in the queues to the banks. But your tutor will be happy to help you. I think now we have to wrap up. Thank you, Jenna and Jonas, so much for coming and sharing this information. There were so many questions. I think you have been the most popular today. And thank you guys for being here also, exchange and degree students and being active and asking questions. This was it for today. So we will be finishing up. Just a word about tomorrow you are going to start also together. So exchange and degree students will be in the same session, and at 9 o'clock we will start with the session for the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. So you will be hearing about the options to study languages, and then from there we continue with a long day of programs. And as I mentioned, the information will be uploaded online, and some of the sessions are already uploaded online to the place where your orientation program is found. So you can already check out some of the slides from today there. So thanks again for everyone, and see you tomorrow.